during the, okay, you know, the most important competition in tennis, in golf, in Olympics. It becomes a science. So you can see this, okay, before they perform, they always kind of looking within now these days. The coach will side them, okay, you know, make sure, okay, they focus, internal focus. They visualize, they already go through, okay, the competition. Nothing can go into their mind. Supreme focus, visualization. And then, okay, you know, do their best. Okay, if you relax, look inside. It's not a formal meditation, okay, to prepare your mind for performance. You breathe. And then to bring the mind and body together first. Bring the mind and body together. Before you perform, there's an interesting aspect. You can do meditation first, and you can do relaxation first, but then when you are in a meditative state and in a very relaxed state, your performance is not so focused because you have to perform externally, that means with your body and the mind. And this is an art to bridge what's inside and what's outside, that means your body. You lengthen your spine, open up your chest. You stretch your body. You already done all your warm-up, okay, in the morning and so forth. Just you hold the chi. Open your arms. And you breathe. The goal is radiance as well as a mountaintop. So you hold the radiant sunlight, expanding. Hold the radiant sunlight and expanding. Not overly relaxed. Not overly tense, just right. Before long, you got the chi to support your body and steady your mind. And bring attitude, right attitudes in. The peak performer you are. See the body and the mind strong, focused, bright. Sit on the mountaintop, sunshine on you. The best is you actually feel it, including your body, because you have to perform with your body, thus including your body. Very clear mind. Bring your motivation in. That is your message you want to convey, it, whether it's through your heart. You express the beauty of your heart, the power of your chosen art. Your own essence oozing out in this field. And with the sunlight surrounding you, and you see yourself performing now the best. You breathe, you feel it, you feel the energy, you feel the brightness, you feel the grace, you feel the steps. I just have to, even you don't, not very clear, okay? The image not very clear. Feeling is more powerful for some people. Some people are visual people, and then they see more. Some people are color people. You see vivid color. You represent, there's no doubt. The body is willing. And you start to forget about this little self. That means no thinking mind. That little doubt, you know, And then just yourself, not being disturbed by anybody, any surrounding you. The time do not exist. But you perform. There's an energy in it. There's a breath in it. You feel it. You see it. And if you want to convey beauty, you have to experience the beauty. If you convey confidence, you have to feel the confidence. That means high energy. Performance is high energy. Not deep meditation, okay? It's performing. You sit quietly as you are doing it. You are feeling it. You feel the energy. You feel the influence. You feel the power. You not allow your mind to intrude. When we talk about believing, is when you actually experience it. You experience it again, again, again. Your mind simply believe. Doubt cannot come in. More motivation. Going into the depth of your performance. You forget about, is it a competition? Is it assessment? You totally forget about that. Just pure performance. And the beauty of our art is you borrow from the sunlight, connect with the sunlight. It makes your body perform with brightness. You do it, okay, in your mind about 5 minutes. As you are doing it with your breath, even your body is very still. Mind very still. at the end of your performance, just now you're closing your breath, just like you're closing. And don't forget, okay, do not allow your mind to come in. I mean, how I'm doing and all these kind of things. I could do better and stuff like this. Do not allow your mind to come in. Just fill your feelings with contentment, bright energy, because you just have performing your infinite Tai Chi. Fill your full with energy. Universal natural presence, power. Very calm mind, full of aliveness. And go to your heart, feel the contentment, satisfaction, contentment. Going deeper, say thank you to the universe or to God. Gratitude, appreciation. That's love, by the way. And you start to know what is a successful presence. How to achieving it internally. Plus your regular, very regular practice of your chosen art. And you know you can perform miracles, achieve very high professional standard. It'll never fail you. And just feel this. Gratitude, appreciation can also neutralize and transcend, cut through arrogance, pride. Because pride and arrogance come from the ego self. That means the false self. Do not allow pride and arrogance set in into your performance and afterward. So, gratitude, appreciation, that is a genuine humility. Everything in life being given as a gift of life expressed through you. You should be full of gratitude, not full of pride. The beauties of life, power of life expressed through you. I mean, it's a privilege. Gratitude, appreciation, when you feel it deeply, you can feel it. They are love, energy, presence. And rising up. Receive. A great wisdom and power in the entire universe. And then bless your performing. And the best is very important, let go of the outcome. That means the outcome in assessment, you've done your best. And the mind will play tricks on you, okay? High mark, you feel good. Lower mark, you feel bad. So you're falling into illusion. You have to keep it away. If you're in competition, the same. You win, you're happy. You lose, you feel sad. You shouldn't. You fall into illusion again. Vicissitudes of life, up and down, gain and loss. You bless your performing. That means extend this peace power from the universe to that person. Hold that. And you know it's good and it's done. Miracle will happen. Again, relinquish the outcome, what we term good or bad, win or loss, and come back, go through your closing sequence. There's your peak for performing meditation. You can see it, we don't go deep. Because we need the body, mind to perform. Heightened sense of focus, clear mind, load of bright energy. The usual normal mind doubt, disbelief, personal attitude from the past. I'm not good enough, all those, okay, we call negative. My pattern cannot come in. Master this meditation and you will be very successful individual down on earth. And I just add a little bit because I think it's very important. Level lower your level and standard. In a bigger picture, that means level lower your life principle. Whatever that might be for you. Performance, practice the same. And that means you level perform practice, okay, sloppy Tai Chi movement or yoga posture. You have certain levels have reached and you have certain standard. You cannot progress if you are not have the consistency of the level. It's not based on hard work, it's a wrong attitude. Again, I think it's an attitude. And habitual performing. You always perform and practice, okay, the best you are at. And if you notice your standard drop, okay, you have to pick it up. you don't allow yourself to sloppy posture. And extend it into bigger life, you don't allow yourself to lower your standard, regardless. You'll gain respect, admiration from the world too. Most people can't do it. They're changing sometimes by the flip of a coin, circumstances change, weather change, they're moody, they cannot perform. We've seen it again and again and again. For those people, they always, when they perform, you know, okay, they always deliver. Amazing people. In life the same. Life is a beautiful training ground, but you have to train though. All people will have inappropriate or sometimes, I'm not being nice, cheap opinions on you. Don't accept that. And then don't try to give it to the others. You cannot avoid people to give cheap opinion on you, but you don't give it to the others. You don't accepting it.